Om Shanti. Very good evening to all of you. I am sure all of you are enjoying newness in Gyan Sarovar this time, enjoying the rain. We have never experienced, double foreigners have never experienced rain during this time of the year. But Baba is preparing us for anything, everything that can happen in the future, right? So just be careful as you walk around, because we don't want any of you to get injury due to the rainfall. Shiv Baba, the bestower of divine vision, have bestowed the third eye of wisdom as a gift of Brahmin birthday to all of us. This gift that Baba has given us can also be called the third eye, the eye of wisdom, the eye of knowledge, the eye of, you know, intellect. So it is up to us to look after the light that Baba has ignited within each one of us. And so we were really in darkness before coming to Baba, in ignorance, sleeping in ignorance. Baba came and woke us up. So are you all awakened? Yes? Baba awakened all of us from the slumber of sleep of ignorance and brought us into light. So we have to keep the light ignited constantly. So there are some challenges that comes on our way to keep this light ignited. And one of the obstacle that comes to disturb the light from being bright all the time is in the form of carelessness and laziness. You know, when we come to Baba in the first year, we are so intoxicated, we are so happy that we have found Baba, that our enthusiasm is 100%. You can recall your childhood days. But as we move along on the path of knowledge, slowly, slowly, that enthusiasm decreases. We start to feel slowly little bit boring, little bit lazy, little bit slowing down, looking at others more than looking at ourselves. As a result, we begin to invoke Maya Maya doesn't come without inviting. But we begin to invoke, invite Maya to come in the form of first laziness. How do I know I am lazy? When I begin to give excuses, when I have procrastination, I don't want to do things on time, always procrastinate. Not today, tomorrow, not now, later, not me, somebody else. So that laziness leads to becoming tired, sleepy. So our effort, which was intense before, begin to slow down. And that is why Bab Dada, in couple of weeks ago in one of the Murlis, Baba said, if you want to do the real Jagaran, Jagaran means keeping awake all the time, you have to let go of three things. Giving excuses, being lazy, and being careless. If I don't give away all these things, I cannot keep awake, constantly lit light all the time in this Brahmin life. That is why Baba has asked us to check ourselves and see what is my speed of effort? What obstacle comes in my effort that slow down my effort? All of us as Brahmins, we must have experienced at some time, you know, this, what they call royal carelessness in the form of half sleep. So carelessness is defined as going into half sleep. Not really sleeping physically, not really sleeping spiritually, but half awake, half asleep. So can you remember somebody in Brahmin life who experienced, you know, awaking in the middle of the night and sleeping funny things, saying funny things? So when someone is under the influence of this form of Maya, you know, carelessness, it is like Dunlop pillow. Very comfortable, you feel, and you feel a lot of comfort and happiness, which is false. So this is why Baba keeps warning us to be aware of Maya around you. Don't take it for granted. Because you are in knowledge for so many years, you have conquered Maya. But these two great enemies, carelessness and laziness, comes in subtle form, in gross form, to move away from Baba, move us away from Baba. Now, once Dadi Janki was calling Maya as a stepmother, she comes in the form of stepmother, early in the morning. when I sit to meditate at Amrit Vela, stepmother comes to give me comfort and speak very nice commentary. You are very tired, you work so hard, you need to rest to have good health. It's okay, you sleep. Yeah? So we did not understand that was Maya, and we thought it was real, and we press the alarm and go to sleep. Go to Maya's lap. You say 1 minute, but when you look at the clock when you are away, it's 1 hour past. So Maya sneaks as a stepmother. Why we call it a stepmother is because stepmother doesn't like the real children to take inheritance from the father. She wants to stop. So we cannot take inheritance from Baba, you know, if you are not awake. So whenever you have this kind of thought in the early morning, understand Maya is here as my stepmother to give me lullaby. Make me go to sleep. So you should disrespect her by doing against what your thought says. Wake up, sit down, and start talking to Baba. So when Maya gets insulted few times, she will never come back to you. Experiment and see. Now before carelessness comes, laziness comes first. So when laziness comes, I feel tired, I feel sleepy, you know, I feel my energy level is going down. So I begin to give excuses. So when I start to go into the stage of excuse, slowly the royal form of carelessness, negligence begins. So when there is enemy in the form of laziness, their language is, how do you know someone is lazy? Baba said in one of the murli, their language is gay gay. Gay means karenge, sochenge, dekhenge, I will see, I will try. So they won't make a promise. They will always use this language of procrastination. That is coming of Maya slowly. But when I am careless, my language is different, very royal. I will tell you later. Let us first of all understand lazy language and change the language. Instead of I will see, I will try, no, I will do it. I am the one who have to do it. Determination. So once you will have that willpower, you can chase away laziness easily. But if I allow laziness to continue, it takes on the form of carelessness. So what are some of the signs, subtle and gross form of carelessness, what are some of the signs by which we can recognize that Maya in the form of carelessness has come. So the first sign is we will be making mistakes, but we do not realize we are making mistakes, and we try to justify wrong as right. So when that happens in my life, that is one of the sign of carelessness. The second sign of carelessness is comparison. See, when we came in the knowledge in the beginning, we did not see anybody. We saw only Baba and ourselves. So we begin to progress faster. Now as we grow in Brahmin life, we begin to compare ourselves with others. So when that thought comes to my mind, that is another sign that shows me that Maya is now creeping in the form of carelessness. And the third important sign, as I said, the one who is careless speak the language of to-to. Lazy people speak ge-ge. Careless souls speak to-to because they compare themselves with others. Like yesterday Baba said in the Murli, they will say, oh, Maharathis also get angry. Maharathis also don't wake up at Amrit Vela. You know, Maharathis also don't listen to Murli every day. But Baba has already told us, when somebody gets angry, at that time they are not Maharathi. Don't see them in that way. They are effort makers. So when I see them in this vision, I won't compare. Otherwise, I will say, oh, if they can get angry, if I get angry, so what? I am allowed. So we begin to speak the language of comparison. And so our speed of effort slow down. And the fourth sign by which we can understand carelessness is coming into my life is when I justify, you know, people because of ego, they try to justify themselves, as I said, wrong as right. So they cannot move forward. So I should not try to justify myself or prove myself. When you speak the truth is revealed automatically. It reveals you automatically. You don't need to worry about it. So when I am careless, one big mistake I do is lack of self-realization. So there is no transformation. Realization leads to transformation. So instead of self-realization, I begin to see others and so I am left behind. That is why Baba had asked us to renounce three things. Give up thinking about others, blaming others, and having waste thoughts about others. Parchitta. So when I begin to play blame game, that is a sign of Maya in the form of carelessness. Anything I do, and if I am given correction, you say, no, no, I did not do it. That was. So that is why I also did. So I never take responsibility of proving myself. Always my finger is pointing towards others, blaming others. I consider myself to be blameless. Others I blame. So, you know, it is something like they talk about in Bible. That is how the blame game started. Huh? So I should check myself and see. If I don't take responsibility for my mistake, if I don't take responsibility for my self-progress and put the blame on others, that is Maya in the form of carelessness. And very simple way of understanding carelessness is not to repeat the same mistake again and again. As we say, we are all allowed to make mistake one time. Second time we are told about what mistake is, so we say, sorry, I won't do it again. But if I keep repeating the mistakes again and again, I lose my self-respect. And when there is loss of self-respect, self-ego comes. So the sign of carelessness, royal carelessness, is ego. E-G-O. How do you define ego? Ego is equal to fear. When you have ego, which is called wrong identification about yourself. I am not body, I am a soul, but I identify myself as body. So I get ego of body consciousness. And because of having attachment to the wrong identity, I develop attachment. And attachment brings fear. Why? Because you are losing something. And that is how ego brings fear. And ego is because of lack of self-respect. So this is why we must check, you know, whether I am suffering from self-ego, which is carelessness. Royal ego also. It may not be obvious, but royal. That leads to my downfall. Actually, it is always, you know, pride makes you fall. So instead of moving forward, ascending, I begin to descend. So the sign of carelessness is my progress is stagnant. Neither I am moving backward nor I am moving forward. When I see myself in such a stage, I feel boring. How long will I continue? So boring, boredom is another form of Maya in Brahmin life. So how many of you feel bored? Anyone? Once Jagdish wife was saying, people feel bored only because they don't bore into themselves. You know, when you make a well, bore well, you have to dig deep into yourself. So because you don't go deep into yourself, so you don't recognize your real identity, you live on people's opinion, people's comments, criticisms, so my self-respect is lost. So when I begin to express myself with that ego, ego means I and mine, that will show clearly I am getting into the path of carelessness. So someone who is careful, they are always seated on the seat of their self-respect. When I don't have self-respect, then I lost my respect, so ego comes in. One of the other signs of royal care is always comments. Baba says, like the other day, Baba was saying, you know, this happens all the time. It's okay. You know, it's in the drama. Even Maharatis do that. So what if I do? This continue all the time. You know, they take things so easy, that makes them lazy and careless. So I have to change my attitude to patience and use knowledge as light and might, so that I am able to overcome that form of carelessness. Not to speak such language that makes me become stagnant. And Baba said in the Murli very clearly, Baba doesn't like this language spoken by children because this is the sign of being careless. What is that? Oh, this happens all the time. This, who has become perfect? Everyone makes mistakes. Yeah, this will continue until the end. So as if, you know, I am just giving such remarks on the basis of the influence of Maya. So my intellect is totally blocked. I have lost the recognition of Baba. So that is why Baba calls carelessness as half sleep. It's not full sleep, half sleep. Because intellectually you know what is wrong and what is right, but practically I am not using them. So when such things happens in Brahmin life, we become negligent, we become careless, we become lazy. So what are some of the things that we can practice in our life? No, for me, I use two things as antidote for carelessness and laziness. The two antidotes are accuracy. Together with that, you know, accuracy means what? Doing things at the right time, in the right way, as it should be. And determination means no termination. no turning back. No, they say, do or die. That is determination. Not dragging on tomorrow, day after tomorrow, later. It will never happen. Determination means now or never. Together with these two antidotes, we can also overcome laziness and carelessness by taking care of our intellect. Intellect plays a very important role in Brahmin life. So keep your intellect clean and clear. When your intellect is clean and clear, you can listen to your inner voice. You can listen to the conscience very clearly. So you can guide your intellect on the basis of that wisdom so that you are on the right track. But when I am not soul conscious, my intellect is not working. Mind is ruling me. So I am always doing things emotionally and then regretting for what I have done. Because I don't think before I do something. But when my third eye of wisdom is open, I am able to discern right from wrong and do what is right. Don't follow somebody who is doing wrong. I will do right according to Srimad. Intellect in Brahmin life, I feel, is a greatest asset. Don't allow your intellect to get infected. When there is infection in the intellect, the sign is laziness and carelessness. So how do we get infection on the intellect? Three things. If I can avoid these three things, I can make my intellect clean and clear, free from infection. First thing is faith. Have full faith in Baba. If there is any form of doubt, that doubt is an infection. Dadi always says, doubt is even worse than cancer. Cancer also can be cured these days. Doubt cannot. So don't allow doubt to come in your intellect. Always believe in what Baba says. Then intellect will remain very, very clean and clear. Once Dadi also mentioned the reason why we get infected in our intellect is because of the company, wrong company we keep. Company affects my intellect. So take care of the good company. Your intellect is not affected and you can make proper judgment. So one infection can come in the form of doubt. Secondly, always follow Srimat. Don't listen to Manmat and Paramat. That is Maya. My own dictates and dictates of others' mind. No. It must be Srimat. Then my intellect will be very, very clean. And the third very interesting practice we need to make is not to get impressed anyone and not try to impress anyone from your side. The very biggest form of infection which makes me lose my self-respect completely. Appreciate everyone. Accept everyone as they are. Acknowledge their goodness. But don't be impressed. Getting impressed is a sickness. Baba has spoken in the Murli many times. Many times we get stuck in the name and form of people and we cannot move forward. We get stuck. So one thing, if I want to be free from carelessness, either subtle or gross, my intellect should be given a lot of key to keep it clean and listen to your conscience very often. Don't listen to peeps. Listen to your inner voice. Then it will help you to move on the path of truth, of self-confidence. The second thing, what is very, very important to move away from carelessness to being careful, is see yourself and see Baba. Don't bring the third person in between. Dadi Janki said once, when you bring the third person, third eye will be closed. When your eyes are closed, you will be careless, not careful. Make sure that me and Baba, no third person in between, that could block my connection, so I cannot receive power from Baba. That is the second method that we can use to overcome carelessness, laziness. If I want to really compare yourself with the ocean. Of course, I cannot become like ocean anyway, so there is no comparison. The third important dharana we need to have, as I said, is determination. Determination means powerful thought. Determination is making effort on the basis of promise. Powerful state of mind. I remember once Dadi Janki said, just tell yourself, why did Baba choose me to be his child? He has faith in me, confidence in me, that I will be his obedient child and I will be his right hand to glorify his name. So Baba has chosen me and I need to fulfill Baba's wish. If I don't do it, who else will do? That's one thing. Second thing is when? I have to do it now. If I don't do it now, never. So if I have this intoxication, you can never be careless. Intoxication and carelessness cannot go together. You know, someone who has enthusiasm and intoxication, they are full of energy. Their feet of the intellect do not touch the earth. They are in the flying stage. So I need to apply this formula. See Father, follow Father and become like the Father. Not to bring third person in between. And the fourth important method in our life is to transform anything negative into positive. The earlier I learn the art of transformation, the sooner I will become equal to Baba. Because all of us, our aim of making effort is to become Bab Saman. So it is one of the methods. See Father, follow Father, and become like the Father. It does not mean that you should not appreciate others, you should not acknowledge others, but not to get impressed by them. And number five, one of the methods I use in my practical overcome either subtle or gross carelessness is urgency of doing things. No procrastination. As they say, procrastination is the thief of time. So, and Baba also reminds us, whatever you have to do, do it now. Now or never. So this practice, this urgency, the time, when I am aware of the time and its value, I will not waste time, I will not waste my breath or waste my life. Because there is recognition of time and realization of the self. These two go together. Realization of the self, a recognition of the time, make you free from carelessness. From today we can think about letting go of this old habit of blaming, blame culture. We should, instead of blaming, we can apply the dharana of appreciation and acceptance. Then we will stop blaming others. Then we start moving forward with fast speed. So what we need in our life is intoxication and enthusiasm. When you have enthusiasm, the energy of enthusiasm, you can move forward in flying stage. And when you have intoxication, you are able to experience the super sensuous happiness of Brahmin life, and that petrol for flying stage. So now we cannot be grounded. Yeah? We have to let go of this ground, the corporeal consciousness, and begin to fly. So let us not even blame ourselves. Let us not blame others for what is happening. Wherever necessary, accept whatever happening as being good. It's for my benefit. So when I am always awake, when I am always awake, what is the sign? I am free from carelessness and laziness, negligence, or giving excuses. When we become free from all these five forms of Maya, what do we become? Vatsaman, you become an angel to give vision to others. So this time while I am in Madhuban, you can check yourself. Is there any trace of laziness, carelessness, giving excuses or being negligent and blaming others? Even if somebody is wrong, I don't need to do wrong, I need to be right. Nowadays, Baba says, you cannot teach people by speaking in words. You have to speak to them by forgiving them for what they have done and forget. So when you practice this formula of forgiving and forgetting, it is so easy to fly. Many souls say it is easy to forgive, but it's not easy to forget. So Dadi also gave one yukti. Once when she was speaking to us, she said, easy way of forgetting is only to remember the good things you have received from that person. Appreciate that person. So when you begin to appreciate, automatically, when that person comes in front of you, you will not remember what they did to you, nor they would remember. So this is a beautiful practice we can all do. Experiment. When anyone comes in front of me, even if they have done any mistake, I have forgiven and forgotten their mistake to such an extent that I don't remember. Nor they remember their mistake when they see me. Otherwise, you know, sometimes even though we have transformed, we have corrected our mistakes, but because we have not forgotten, so that keeps coming back into our memory track. So if I want to really become Vatsaman, my track of the mind has to be very clean. What we call it as chit. Our chit, track of the mind, there should be only purity, cleanliness and nothing else. So when I have that attention, I know that I am progressing with fast speed. No, Baba always says, past is past. So live in the present. Then your future will become bright. This is also something for me to go fast, even though I have come last. What is the easy way? To put a full stop. When you learn the art of applying full stop, you automatically not only move fast, but you are able to go fast and become first. So somebody was asking this morning, what is the easy method to go fast and become first? So this is what I told them. Simple way. Put a first in second. Finish. It's like drawing line on the water. How long does it stay? It doesn't stay longer. So this time while you are in Madhuban, let carelessness, laziness, negligence, excuses, let it disappear completely. Instead of that, bring enthusiasm, intoxication, determination and accuracy. So that will make you become Vatsaman easily. No excuses. Only answer. So in that way, we become close to Baba and we can return home with Baba as his companion. So I hope you can let go of these two enemies to join the race of remembrance and become first Arlind of Baba's name. Okay? Om Shanti. So we have half an hour now. Is there any really boiling question from anyone? Any question that you would like, really want the answer now? You can raise your hand and come forward. We give you the mic to say. Any question? All are satisfied? That's fine. So for the next half an hour, we will practice yoga in the form of being a lighthouse and a white house. Being a lighthouse and a white house. We know that lighthouse is always placed in the highest place. So we go to the highest place in this world, be with the highest father in our highest stage and draw that light and might from the highest one and let that rays of light and might reach out to the whole world. So stay in Parandham, the highest place, highest abode in your highest stage for half an hour and see the wonder it can do to your life and your sanskaras. So let us fly, leaving everything behind here as a point of light. Om Shanti. Lighthouse and Might House. Become resident of the highest place in this world, Parandham, and give Sakash to the whole world. To give Sakash to the corporeal world, become resident of the highest place, Parandham. Come, let us stabilize ourselves in Parandham, become the tower of light and might, and spread light and might in the whole world. In 1 second, finish all thoughts and become Bindu and become merged in the remembrance of Bindu Baba in the highest abode. From this abode of silence, I draw the rays of light and might from the Sun of Knowledge, the highest on high, And I allow this rays to reach out into the whole world. The vibrations of this Sakash is touching the hearts of each soul on this earth, even the elements of matter. I stay in this highest stage, in the highest abode, with the highest Father, in the Tower of Silence, and allow this Sakash to reach out to the whole world.